It's Wake Up with Taylor. I'm Taylor. You guys, I got Rob Shooter hanging out with me. I think you have switched up your microphone somehow. How he's... Did he? Rob? Something. My dreams have been answered by God. Rob's microphone is broken. Oh my God. Well, anyway, Rob Shooter is here, but his microphone doesn't work. So I'm just going to hang out with Katie Lee. Oh shit. I figured it out.
I'm back. Am I back? Hello. Back. How did that happen? Who turned that off?
That was, no, that's called being a good Catholic and Jesus answering your prayers.
It was divine intervention.
It was, Katie. What did you do? You saw me and you flipped the switch on the way in. Hello, love. Welcome.
Hi, Katie Lee.
I'm so happy to
You're
be here.
You're so cute, Katie Lee, in your little blue dress.
Thank you. I got dressed just for you guys.
Don't thank
so
you. So, Katie, tonight, congratulations. Season 2 of Beach Bites is coming back at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Cooking Channel. I'm so excited.
Thank you. I'm so excited, too.
I love it. What, you have the dream life. When I grow up, I want to be Katie Lee.
How did this happen?
I really don't know. I mean, I got so lucky with this. When I went in and pitched this show to
our
network.
Did you go directly to the Cooking Channel?
Yeah, I went in, and I had a couple different ideas, and this was my top one.
Give us the pitch. What was the pitch?
Yeah, I want to hear the pitch.
I said...
Because these are called generals. For anybody who doesn't know, these are called generals. You go in and you pitch your pants off.
Yeah. I was like, I think it'd be great to do a show at the beach. Beach food is so delicious, and it's nostalgic, and everybody has their favorite beach bites.
Yep.
And I can travel around to different beaches and eat and talk about it. And I really expected someone to start laughing. Like, oh, you want us to pay you to go eat
to
and
go on
beaches?
Vacation.
Yeah, to go on vacation. And I had a couple other ones, you know, pitches that I wasn't really into, like a road trip with my mom.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah. That's
horrible.
Oh, and my mom and I did take a road trip, and I was like, we're never doing this again.
Especially not on TV.
I love her, but never until we fought the whole time about who was going to drive.
So they said yes. They
at the end of the meeting, he said, which one of these do you like the most? And I said, the beach one. And they said, okay.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow.
And so then season one starts, right? And then you're pitching yourself the whole time because you're like, I got to get to season two.
Yeah, I got to get to season two. We got to make this happen.
When did you know? Like, I got them. I've hooked them.
You know, I didn't know till all the episodes had aired. You never know in this business. Right. You never know.
It could be a huge hit and they can decide to go in a different direction
I mean,
or something.
Two episodes can air and they can pull it off.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I held my breath the whole time. Yep. And then when I got the call that I got season two, I was like,
congratulations.
Now it's just smooth sailing from here on out.
Was part of the pitch, though, you in a bikini?
Yeah.
Was part of the pitch?
Or did you add that in to really solidify the deal?
For Cooking Channel, I don't think the bikini makes that big of a difference.
Oh, it does. It does.
But I mean, how bold? Like, I mean, your body is insane, and you work hard at it, and I totally respect it.
I work very hard at it.
But that's the thing is, like, did you have any moments where you were like, oh my God?
Yes.
I'm in a bikini eating food.
Yes.
I don't even want to be I can't even want to be in my clothes eating food right now.
Really, like the 6 weeks leading up to it, I was like, oh shit. And I worked out a lot. And you know, I like to go in really good shape, so then I have some room to
And you shoot it quite quickly, so by the time the weight starts to add, you're out of there.
And I get up early and work out.
Girl,
you know?
I can gain 3 pounds in an afternoon. I did it yesterday. Okay.
I get up at around 5 or 5:30 when I'm on the road, and I work out.
What do you think is like the one workout or the one thing that you do that like keeps you in such tip top shape?
Well, I'm religious about Tracy Anderson.
You are.
I go to do her workout.
She's the queen of trainers. I think she has Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna
really
for a little while.
And she streams the workouts online. So when I travel, I get out my laptop and I do
so
her workout.
So you're being really honest then. You can't look like you and eat the food you eat unless you work out.
No.
You're not one of those
Thank you for being honest, by the way, because a lot of girls lie. I think that this is the number one mean girl thing that girls do.
I agree.
They pretend that they can look like you and eat like French fries.
I think it is so annoying when people do that. No one is eating everything and not working out.
It's abusive.
It's mean because it's saying like, oh, well, of course I can just do this.
Right.
And also like when you know somebody's had plastic surgery and they say that they haven't. It's like, you know what? You don't have to tell me exactly what you did. But just say, I've had a little, work done. It's between me and my doctor.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel like, that
People say I have a young face. I go, it's because I get Botox.
Yes.
Yes.
I get Botox.
You do Botox.
Yes. And I'm delayed for some right now.
Oh, my dad just hooked me up.
Upsetting.
Have you had any?
If you all out there could see, I'm scowling right now, and I do not like to be able to do that. Yeah. I am not happy about it. And also, if you look right here, it looks like I just had it because it looks like I have a little bruise.
You do look bruised.
It's because I had a blackhead that I tried too hard to squeeze, now it's bruised.
You bruise yourself from popping pimples?
It looks like...
Stars are just like us.
It looks like I got an injection. I'm like so self-conscious about it.
I know. I have no shame. I have a little bruising because my dad's my doctor, so I want to give him good props. He's like, every time I do you keep bruising. What's up? Because he's amazing. And I'm like, he's like, have you been taking a leave? I'm like, oh shit, it's a new thing I do. So it's my fault that I'm bruising, but I have bruises. I have no shame.
A little bruise.
Yeah, see it? And I just walk around like, whatever. I don't even try. Yeah.
Have you had any surgery done on your body?
No.
No, that's all you.
No body.
So would you?
Yeah, would I?
Yeah.
I'm really happy with the way that I am from exercise.
Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
I don't fault anybody for anything to do. I just don't want, I don't want to get implants.
Because you could have bigger boobies.
I could have bigger boobs, yeah.
Right. But, no, your boobs are perfect.
I'm like, whatever. I'm so worried about eating organic. What am I going to put a fake thing in
me? In your body? No, I
don't do body stuff, but, it's up to everybody. Well, I have no problem with anybody doing whatever makes them feel good, they should do.
I do love following you on social media, though, because you give us every little bit of your life. And a part of that is the workouts and the food. But you know, I look at you, you're gorgeous. Your goals AF.
I'm going to come here every day for my self-esteem.
But then you get to eat delicious food all the time. And so it's like, I watch it and I'm like, but I know that you go to Tracy Anderson. And so that is, I find peace in that because I'm like, well, I do not go to Tracy Anderson, which is why I do not look like Katie when I eat like Katie. Well, so that's okay. Hey, I've come to terms with that. But thank you for being honest.
There's a lot of chefs that don't look like you, Katie. Is there one that you would love to take to Tracy Anderson? I'm thinking Mario Batali.
He's a naughty boy. I don't want to be attached to him when he does this.
I actually took Bobby Flay to Tracy.
No, you did not.
Yes, and I got him into it for a while.
Did you like it?
He was doing Tracy, yeah. And he was good at it.
And then what happened?
And then he quit. I think he did the marathon, so he wanted to start running more. And so,
one of those.
Yeah, I had Bobby at Tracy.
I think he's a good-looking guy.
He is, and women get so excited when a guy goes to Tracy because it's so female there. So any men out there who want to meet women,
go to Tracy
Anderson class.
It's
they
so
will
true.
Dive on you.
That workout is no joke. I did it for I think 3 months. There was a special running, so I kind of snuck in there, like Groupon. I was like the Groupon girl. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. If you can swing it, it is definitely worth it.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is going on?
What else? I just got a puppy.
Oh my God, I saw it on Instagram. Oh my, you're madly in love.
I'm so in love with this little guy. His name's Gus.
Yes.
And if you remember, I had a dog named Fanula was the love of my life.
I know she was.
And she passed away in October.
Oh,
she was 16 and a half.
That's a good life.
Yeah, she had a good long run. And I never thought I would get another dog because I was so in love with Fanula. And then my friend Beth Stern does a lot of work with North Shore Animal League. And
that's Howard's wife.
Yes. And she said, we're getting ready to have an adopt-a-thon. I think you should just go look.
Oh.
And the first puppy I saw when I walked in was Gus. And I held him. I started crying. And I said, this is my dog.
What is Gus?
He's a mix between Chihuahua and Pomeranian.
Yeah, I thought he was a mix.
Oh, my God.
How big is he going to get, pounds-wise?
I think that he'll probably only be about 6 pounds.
That's a dream.
I'm going to take him everywhere.
You're going to take him to Tracy Anderson.
Like, not Tracy Anderson.
I want an anorexic dog. That's what I want.
What about you? Who are you dating? I love following you in the tabloids.
Well, I am seeing someone, but no one that you would know.
Okay. Give us some details.
I'll leave you to look at my Instagram.
I was going
to
say, I feel like I could figure it out from Instagram, but I can't tell because you have a lot of friends that are guys.
I know.
So I never quite know. Is this a guy friend? They're really good looking because you're good looking, so obviously you have to be with a good looking guy. No. But then I'm like, but then sometimes guys are so good looking, they're obviously gay. Because straight men just can't look as good as gay men.
But you've dated some guys that aren't gorgeous. Like, you're not just the model dater, though. No, you're not. You're not shallow.
I look on the inside.
You do, though. Okay. Tell me what is like, what three characteristics must a guy have for you to be interested?
I love it when somebody's funny.
Funny.
You know, if they're quick-witted and funny, that keeps my attention. They have to be a good eater.
Yes.
You know, I've gone out with guys who don't like to eat, and it drives me
crazy. Who doesn't
crazy.
Like to eat?
Yeah.
That's There's exactly. something wrong with them. They're serial killer.
You know what?
For sure.
Someone once said this to me, and I believe it. If someone's not a good eater, they're not good at something else.
Oh, girl.
Yep. If you're passionate about food, you're probably passionate in bed.
It's true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to name some names?
They never made it that far.
Oh, they didn't.
If they were like, oh, I don't like to eat, you know, I'm gluten free. Yeah. I was like,
gluten free. See ya.
Bye.
Might as well have no penis, as far as you're concerned.
I'm like, we'll never make it because I want to go out for pizza once a week. So, see ya.
He's going to be in the bathroom having diarrhea because he's gluten intolerance.
All right. So, he's got to be funny, got to be a good eater. And it needs to be kind.
Kind?
Yes.
How do you test kindness on a guy? That's...
You know, you can tell if somebody's a dick.
Like if they help old ladies to their car.
Yeah, or the way that they speak to a waiter in a restaurant.
That's the number one teller. Yeah. Like you can tell a lot about a person when you have dinner with them, which is why food is so important.
It is.
Because it
is.
Tells you about everybody, how people operate in a kitchen or at a restaurant. It really is. Why do you think that is? Why is food so integral to our lives?
Well, you know, it's what brings everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every celebration is around a meal.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's a great way of getting to know somebody to sit at a table and talk while you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just, and it's something we do multiple times a day.
Yes.
It's all I think about.
It's all I think about.
I know. I looked at my schedule today. I'm like, when can I eat?
Yeah.
And
when
where will
you?
I be?
And what can I get
in that area?
Do you ever do McDonald's? Do you ever do fast food?
I love McDonald's.
What's your number one order at McDonald's?
I do go in there from time to time.
It's good.
It is.
It's
I'm not going to lie.
Hating me at McDonald's is an Instagram
brown?
Picture.
I mean, the hash browns are so good.
I like a number two. See, I even know the freaking number.
You know, I'm really happy there with just a cheeseburger.
Yep.
And their pickles are so good.
Pickles! Have you seen The Founder?
No.
Watch it. Because being a fan of their burgers, you will love The Founder.
Do they not have the best Cokes, too?
Oh,
right? What are they
two? Yes. And so you're going to McDonald's today or somewhere fancy?
Yeah, no, where are you going?
I might now. I could use some fries. That sounds good.
Where are you going to lunch today?
I don't know. I'm going to be all around here.
Here?
I mean, I love a Le Pan Quotidien. I'll probably go in one of those.
Wait, Le Pan Le Titi?
No, Rob. They're all over the place.
Le Pan Quotidien.
It's like a fancy au bon pan.
They got a good kale salad.
Also, downstairs, Del Frisco's has a good lunch.
Delicious. Oh, Del Frisco's is good.
I'm down for like a two martini lunch. That's the kind of girl
I am. They have a great martini there.
Oh, girl, the best.
Like, steakhouses have the best martinis.
Right.
They're
blue
so
cheese
cold.
Olives. I'm in.
Do you like Hillstone?
I love Hillstone.
Okay, I live for a Hillstone.
And also, what did it used to be called?
Houston.
America knows it as Houston.
Yeah. Well, they had to change some of the names so that they wouldn't have to put their calorie counts
because
on the menu.
Because the friggin' spinach dip is so many calories. It's terrifying.
Explain that to me.
Okay, because if you have so many restaurants, you're considered a chain in New York, and you have to put your calorie count on the menu.
Yeah.
So Houston's, I mean, I don't know this for a fact. This is just the urban
myth. A waiter told me. So confirm. I'm confirming.
So they changed the name of different restaurants within their group, so then it's not too many, so there doesn't have to be the calorie count.
Do you have a restaurant?
I don't have a restaurant.
Would you?
No, I'm not a masochist. I don't want to work that hard.
They're just
that
too hard
the
work.
Hardest work.
The hardest.
Yeah. Who's
hardest.
The nicest celebrity chef apart from you? Has Rachel Ray.
I love Rachel.
Oh, I love her.
Rachel is great. Mm. And you know what? She's a girl's girl and supports her friends.
Love that.
Yeah, she's really great. Who's the nicest?
They become like rock stars, like chefs now are the new stars.
I got to have lunch with Ina Garten once.
And?
She's the nicest person.
Really?
Yeah,
what did you guys eat?
Her.
What did she make?
I went to her house for lunch.
Did she have her shoes off? It's very important detail.
I believe she was wearing shoes.
Well, she's a barefoot contestant.
She wears shoes.
She's out for brands.
And then she came over to my house for lunch. Imagine the pressure.
Did she take her shoes off?
No, we wore shoes. We were outside.
What did you make?
Now that I think about it, maybe I'll go barefoot. We made pizzas in my pizza oven.
I love it.
And of course, I was like nervous to make the pizza for Ina, so I messed mine up. Oh, and then she went, the first time she put hers in with the pizza peel, it was like perfect. And she was like, how easy is that?
She's secretly the meanest pizza.
She's the really skinny one. She's even skinnier than you with the big head. Giada.
Oh, I love Giada.
She's good.
Are you watching her Instagram right now?
No.
She has the best stories. She's in Rome, and I want to eat everything she's posting.
What's your favorite food before we let you go? Your number one favorite thing to eat?
Pizza.
If you were stuck on a desert island with nothing else that you could eat, it'd be pizza.
Yeah.
But you didn't eat any pizza when you were doing Beach Bites, did you?
We did have pizza on Beach Bites.
You did? Where?
Yeah. I'm trying to think where we were that we got pizza.
Beach pizza.
Uh-huh. What do you guys think about the pineapple on pizza controversy?
I love it. Hawaiian.
I say no.
I love it. Pineapple and
I say no
ham.
To it.
Delicious.
I don't like it.
No.
I'm so excited about your show. So damn excited. So tonight?
Tonight, 10 p.m. on Cooking Channel, Beach Bites. And we're actually having a marathon leading up to it of season one.
Perfect.
So if you want to catch season one, the few hours before that, tune in. And then the premiere episode is called Friday. It's all fried foods. Every day should be Friday,
what are you
right?
Wearing on the episode?
I'm wearing a few different things. I go to South Carolina and have fried seafood.
What?
All over the place. Hawaii.
What?
Arizona. You know, Arizona. We went to a lake. I know that doesn't sound
like
a beach.
Yeah, that's on a beach.
I know. Florida. So, yeah, please watch so I can continue to go around and eat.
Katie, thank you so much. We love you so much.
Guys.
And follow Katie, you guys, on her Instagram and Twitter at Katie Lee Kitchen.
Yes.
You guys will be back in a little bit, so don't you go anywhere. It's Wake Up with Taylor.